BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The United States has said it could take further military action against the Syrian government over its use of chemical weapons hours after it fired cruise missiles at a Syrian airbase. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, said stopping the use and spread of chemical weapons was a vital national security interest. Separately, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, said he was preparing further economic sanctions against Syria. Russia's envoy to the UN described the missile strikes as a flagrant violation of international law. The state prosecutor in Sweden says a man has been arrested on suspicion of a terrorist act through murder following Friday's truck attack on pedestrians in the capital, Stockholm. 4 people were killed and 15 injured when a stolen truck rammed into a department store. President Trump and the Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed on a 100-day plan for trade talks that will aim to boost American exports and reduce its trade deficit with China. Mr. Trump is said to have accepted President Xi's invitation to make a state visit to China. The Venezuelan opposition leader, Enrique Capriles, has dismissed an order banning him from public office for 15 years as politically motivated. The ban could prevent him from standing for president in elections next year, where he's seen as the opposition's best hope to defeat President Nicolas Maduro. The armed Basque separatist organization ETA is set to surrender its remaining weapons and explosives in an orchestrated handover in the southwestern French city of Bayonne. ETA declared a ceasefire in 2011. Madrid is adamant that ETA must not only disarm but dissolve permanently. The Mexican authorities say they're granting residency permits to almost 600 Cuban migrants. They were stranded in the country when the United States ended its policy of giving legal status to most Cubans who had reached U.S. soil. BBC News.